While we wait, what about Yahavta L'Reicha Kamaicha? Is that Da'icha L'Isase? If you see someone very hungry, if you're ever alive, to give him something to eat. I say, what tzedakah? Tzedakah is what I say. Will I be ever alive to give tzedakah? What do you say? I say, no? If I have to lo'ech or kamaych, you could be ever alive. Let's say it's always Efshel Kaim Shem. So you have to come up with a good case. Or it's not Efshel Kaim Shem. What? It's not Be'idnei. Doing malach and yamtif is alive. So I'm gonna. I'll carry something while carrying a yamtif is mutter. I have to come up with a good case when I'm over alive to help somebody else. Yeah, well, we explained by Kibbut Avim without a pasuk, we call him Chayav Mekvaydi, it wouldn't be a svar by itself. I mean, after we have the pasuk, we have the Gilui of Kol Chem Chayav Mekvaydi, so maybe then he's also Chayav the Kibbut. Maybe once you have Kol Chem Chayav Mekvaydi.
Give Ani something over the neighbor. Give Ani something you're over the neighbor.
No, that's if I'm giving him an aveira. Why is it only an aveira for me and not for him? Because I'm doing an aveira to do something for him. But okay. I saw in the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Kedoshim, he says that being Adam l'chaveira dika asay is not daicha alav. So he writes, being Adam dika asay is not daicha alav. He writes it because he's writing the Kibbut Avim is Ben Adam Lamakim. He said he wants to write there is that Ben Adam Kibbut Avim is Ben Adam Lamakim, and he proves it because the Gemara wants to say it needs a pasuk to tell you that Kibbut Avim is not Eichah Shabbos. He says it's pashut that Ben Adam Chaveri Deuk Mitzvah can't be Eichah Avera. And yet, Kibbut Avim would be Daicha. Mitzvahs Ani Hashem there also. Right. That's a low shot. You're quoting a pasuk. It's not. Mitzvahs Ani Hashem v'yahav to l'necha kamaycha too. That's a good answer. Kuchim chayom v'kvaydi. So his raya is not a raya. The Meshchachim is raya. What? There's no other I say. What? Oh, you mean so? An I say of Ben Olchaver should be the Echalav of Ben Olchaver. I don't know. Maybe the best teretz is taka that kulchem chayav mechvaydi. Once we know Kulchem Chayav Mechvaydi, Taisa said, once it says it here, we learn it out to Yehovah V'imai. So maybe we learn it out to all cases of Ben Olachavei or the Kulchem Chayav Mechvaydi. I'm not sure. Lovagazel, it's possible, because it's about Bavera, it's possible. The kashayv isn't there if you're allowed to go and steal them. So you see, also there, the asay has been alam hakim, the lav has been alam chaveri. I'm talking now with the asay has been alam chaveri, and I want it to be daicha lav. When it's asay has been alam chaveri, it should be daicha lav. So that, see, he said alam chaveri, he doesn't really bring a mocker for it. So alam chaveri can't be daicha lav. It's a svar attacker. The only chavera, if my chaver himself is not a biyadur alav, so for me to help him, I should be allowed to be biyadur alav. Okay, let's see the Shekin Hechshe Mitzvah Gemara. We have here two totally different pshatim in the Gemara, Rashi and Taisvis. And I think all the Rishonim learn like Taisvis, which is really Rabbeinu Chananel. So let's try to understand pshat in Rashi, pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel, and then we'll see how much we can get into the lumdus of it, but at least let's start with the simple pshat. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Malahanach shekein hechshe mitzvah." So, Mimela, don't prove from Ishimai Vaviv Tiro that either one, either Ishimai Vaviv Tiro in the first brisa or the second brisa, but it's no raya because it's different. It's a hechshe mitzvah. Now, when the Gemara says Kibbut Av is different because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, we have to understand. Is the Gemara saying Kibbut Av is stronger than other mitzvahs? Or it's weaker than other mitzvahs? Because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, therefore what? It's stronger, or therefore it's weaker? In the Yisai, that's the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Start with Taisus. Taisus is easier. Because Tosfos teaches Hechsher Mitzvah the way we always teach Hechsher Mitzvah, B'chol HaShas. B'chol HaShas we teach Hechsher Mitzvah means it's not the mitzvah itself, it's the preparation for the mitzvah. So according to Tosfos, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah means Kibbut Av is weaker. It's a Shvachar Mitzvah. Because, well, Kibbut Av itself is a Charmedic Mitzvah. But being Mechamer Achav Behemtai for Kibbut Av is weaker because it's only the Hechsher Mitzvah of Kibbut Av. Chamarach Behemtai means he's taking his behemoth to go and to drive somewhere to bring something for his father. That's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Therefore, it's weaker. That's why it's not Daicha Leisasei. That's why Chamarach Behemtai is not Daicha Leisasei. But it's no raya that every other assay would be Daicha Leisasei. Because every other essay is not a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's stronger, it's the mitzvah itself. That's how Tosfos learns. So Tosfos learns Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah means it's a Shvachara Mitzvah. It's only a Hechsher, it's only a preparation for the mitzvah. And therefore, the top of the page we wanted to learn out from here, that Ein Asay Dech Alay Sasay, can't learn from here. Here it's a weak Asay, it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. That's why it's not Dech Alay Sasay. Shein Kein, B'chal Tera Kula, Asay is Dech Alay Sasay. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel learned. Rashi learns totally differently. Because Rashi learns, this is going back on Shchoit Li Basheli. It's not going on Mechamer Achav Behemtai. It's going back in the previous Amud Beis on Shchoit Li Basheli. Because the Zetzadai Mechamer Achav Behemtai, maybe Rashi held as a Daichik. So going back on Shchoit Li Basheli. Now there, we wanted to make a Diuk. That an assay is daicha alaysa seshesh bekaris. There, from Shchait Li Basheli, we wanted to learn out that an assay is daicha alaysa seshesh bekaris. So the Gemara answers there, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. Like Rashi, Hechsher Mitzvah, you can't learn Rabbeinu Chananel, that there it's weaker. Because if it's weaker, so then the Gemara said, that by Shchait Li Basheli you need a pasuk that's not Teich Shabbos. Vice versa, normally an essay is Teich Leisei Shesh Bekaris. You know, say it's weaker. It's a Shvachar Mitzvah. Then Kol Shkein. That makes the Gemara even more right. Even a weak mitzvah, I need a pasuk that's not Teich Shabbos. Otherwise, it would be Teich Shabbos. So then, it makes the Gemara even stronger. That Zicha, a stronger essay, should Zicha be Teich Leisei Shesh Bekaris. So you can't answer that it's a Shvachar Mitzvah. So Rashi teaches Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah different. Rashi says Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah means, mamish the opposite, it's a stronger assay. Because here, by Shchait Li and Basheli, you must do the Shechita and the Bishul to be Mekayim Kibbut Av. It's not like the original case of Asay Dech Alay Sasei, which is Yibum. Yibum b'makim erva. By yibum b'makim erva, you have an eitzer. You can do chalitza. Mashayin kein by bashali shchaitli. You have to do bashali and shchaitli. Since you have to do bashali and shchaitli, so that's hechsher mitzvah. That means it's needed for the mitzvah. So that's why the say would be dechalas yeshesh bekarves. But it's no raya to yibum where there's an eitzer of chalitza. That's the way Rashi learned Yana Gemara, and he teaches Hesher Mitzvah totally differently, and we have a few places in Shas there. This idea that Rashi teaches the same phrase in the Gemara different than the rest of Shas, not so concerned. It's a cloud that Tysus is concerned always with fitting things in all over Shas, and Rashi is concerned with Pshat. And the Rashi here, Taishas Hesher Mitzvah differently. Okay. Now, I'd like to learn Taishas Kashas Hamashi inside. Just beforehand, the Ritva, and to a certain degree the Rashba, the Ritva and the Rashba learn in Taishas. Taishas says that Mecham Racha Behemte is a Hesher Mitzvah. This comes back to the Machlaikas we spoke out on Tuesday. Tuesday we discussed the following shaila. If your father says do something, which that thing itself is not a hanor for your father, it's not machila, it's not malbishai, it's not mitzia mevi'ai, the thing itself is not a physical hanor for your father, but he says do it. Is there a chiyuv to do what your father says? Is that including kibbutz? We said that Tosfos Shita was that it's not. That your father tell you to do something, if it's not negeh, to machilai, you malbisha, you manalai, you mevia, you metzia, whatever the different hanois are, then it's not a chiyuv al kibbutz. You have to listen to what he said. This Taisis is l'shitasai. Taisis says, if your father tells you to be mechamer achabemte and Shabbos, to bring him whatever, to bring him food, that's only a hechsher mitzvah. You could argue, no, it's the gufa mitzvah. Your father said to you, you have to do it. That's kibbutz avei, to listen to your father. The Ritva says that this taisvis holds that hechsher mitzvah, if your father says do something in order to bring him food to eat, go take your behemoth and go to town and bring me food to eat, that take going with the behemah is only a hechsher mitzvah, even though your father said do it. But that was the shita, we called it Taisa shita, and the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. By mechamer, you don't need a pasuk. I mean, by bashali, Taisa is going on mechamer. He's saying by mechamer, it's going live the mechamer. Normally, so he's asking why do you need a pasuk to tell you. It's not daicha again. The Gemara says malam chamish. Like Taisus, the Gemara is saying malam chamish can't hechsher mitzvah. That's why it's not daicha. The Lysa say. So why do I need a pasuk like Taisus? Like Taisus, why do I need a pasuk? I'm going to be stuck. I'm going to have to go back to the site we said from the Ran above Mitzia, that the Hechsher Mitzvah that's needed for the Mitzvah, I'd rather not go that way, like Taisus. What do you say? What? Yeah, that's not good to go with the Ran. But again, the question is, why do I need a Pasuk? Like Taisus is saying, Malam Chavish can't Hechsher Mitzvah. That's why it's not Taicha the Pasuk. That's why it's not Taicha. So why do I need a Pasuk? Maskana. My thesis, why do I need a pasuk? I'm not sure. Because that's what Taisus says over there in Kiddushin. Taisus says that that's the case of Lav de Mechamer is Lav Yigazalas Lav. If otherwise, it would never be Yahav. I mean, it's. Keep it out of angst, you don't have to listen to your father if it's not negated, it's not. Right, so it has to be a Leila Gazal Islam. The question is why you need a Pasuk.
So that's the reason. The reason is that you need it.
The Ri says that's coming from the heat that Kabi Mikdash. What? The Ri says that's coming from that never, even when it's not Hashem, it's not because right, first line is by the Hashem. The Ri says, since it's usually Hashem, it's not Hashem, it's not Hashem. That's the limud. So I need the pasuk for those other cases. Okay. He says the Pharisee, that's why we need the Pasuk. He just says that it is that way. He says, not sure how Tysus explains why we need the pasuk. But our kapanim Tysus holds shekein hechshem mitzvah, that when your father tells you to do something, that doing it is not the gufa mitzvah. Rashi doesn't agree with that. The mashmois of the ritva is that Rashi holds that it is a mitzvah. Your father says do something, it is a mitzvah. It's not so he couldn't explain shekein hechshem mitzvah that way, because he holds it is a mitzvah. Your father says bashel ishtaytli. Which would make this into Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rabbi Elchanan, Simin Yud Gimel, Reis Aleph, says that it could be Rashi agrees that if your father says do something, it's not more than a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not a Chiv Kibbut Aveh. The reason he doesn't touch the Gemara that way here is because Rashi holds, like the Ran in Bav Metzia, that even if it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's Deichel Leisa say. The Ran Bav Metzia said, by the case of Aveda, that even though going into the Beis HaKfaras to pick up the Aveda is not Be'idnei, it's not at the same time as the Mitzvah, but since it's needed to do the Mitzvah, it's also considered part of Aseh Deichel Leisa say. And we said that with that Ran, we'll answer all seven cases that we had, right? That when the person shaves off one payah, he didn't do the mitzvah of tagalachas yet. Since you have to shave off one payah in order to get to tagalachas, when you shave off the second, so that's also a hechsher mitzvah that's needed for the mitzvah. And everything else we said, that tzitzis and klayim, even though when you first put it on, there's no mitzvah, you have to put it on in order for it to be on. All the cases that we had, we said the hechsher mitzvah that's needed for the mitzvah is daicha. So Rashi, Rabbi Chaim is saying, will hold the Hechsher Mitzvah that's needed for the Mitzvah is Deichel Leisaseh. And that's why he could not say, like Tosfos, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, it's weaker, it's not Deichel Leisaseh. Because he also knows the Hechsher Mitzvah that's needed for the Mitzvah is Deichel. So that's why Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos. Now, Kapod of this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let's see inside. I'd like to look at Tosfos, Kashas, and Rashi. Because first Kasha, which I'd like to discuss. To Taisa Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, let's look at the first few lines. Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, Pirish Bekuntris, Loilam Shchait Liu Basheli. Loilam, you're going back to Shchait Liu Basheli. Vaha Baal Madachi, Mekamakim, Lay Nelech Mahachid Delitchi, Asay Diibam Lavde Ishasa, Achais Isha. You shouldn't learn from here that the Lav is Doicha Asay Shesh Mekaris. It's needed in order to be mekayim kibud. You must be daichin alav. But Rashi says by yibum it's not needed. You can be mekayim a mitzvah through chalitza, and then you don't have to be daichin alav. So what does that mean? By a chaisisha, your relative falls to you to yibum. We're not going to say that the mitzvah of yibum is daicha the lav sheish bekaris, because it's efsher bechalitza. The kashalari. The ain ze efsher, the e osa liyabe mishum karis, If you're going to say Yibum is Asal's Karis, Chalitza Nami Leiboy, the Chol Shem Al Yibum Eir Al Chalitza. This test is cash. Here you have to halka. You always have to halka, but here it's all involved. What's this to say? Rashi said that Yibum by an Erva is Efshar b'chalitza, and that's why Yibum is not Doicha the Lav Sheish Bekaris to marry an Erva. Why is the mitzvah of Yibum doesn't give you permission to marry an Erva? Because it's possible to do chalitza. So Taisa, isn't that true? If you're going to tell me you can't do Yibum, you can't do chalitza either. So Kol Shein Oil Yibum, Ein Oil Chalitza. So it can't be Efshar b'chalitza. So if you can't do Yibum, you can't do chalitza. It's not Efshar b'chalitza. That's Taisa's Kasher Rashi. Aruch Lener, and Rav Baruch Ber, in the beginning of Siman Gimel, was Mechavin to Aruch Lener. They answered Tosis Kasha in a very sharp way. Very sharp answer. What are we saying now? The Gemara now is holding that really an Asay would be Da'echa L'Sishish Bekaris. Except that it's Efshar B'Chalitza. You have an Eitz of Chalitza. So it's not a Hechshar Mitzvah. It's not needed for the Mitzvah. So Tosis asked, what do you mean? You can't do chalitza. Kol Shein Oliv and Ela chalitza. So after Aruch Lener, no. If you're going to say you can't do chalitza, then you could do Yibum. Then you could do Yibum. What did Rashi say? Why don't you do Yibum? Because it's Efshar b'chalitza. But if you're going to tell me you can't do chalitza, then you could do Yibum. Because the only reason we said you can't do Yibum is because you have an option of Chalitza. So there has to be an option, because at this point we're holding Asay Dachalos Yishish Bekaris. So it's got to be that you could do Chalitza, because if you can't do Chalitza, then you could do Yibum. It's possible to do Yibum. You have what you're saying. The whole Rashi is Gebayt. That you know you don't do Yibum because you have an option of Chalitza. Tais says, but you can't do Chalitza. So what do you mean? If you can't do Chalitza, then you could do Yibum. Because it says Daicha Laisa say. So what, how does it work out now with this article there? It goes into one of those cycles that doesn't stop, right? You're gonna say you could do Yibum. Right? Once you could do Yibum, then you could do Chalitza. So once you could do Chalitza, so Tefshar b'chalitza, so you don't do Yibum. Now if you don't do Yibum, then Kol Shein Oliv Yibum and Ela Chalitza, you can do Chalitza. As soon as you can do Chalitza, you could do Yibum.
Why would you say four?
Which one falls off?
The Yibum. You find many things to be allowed
to
do
my Yibum.
I just think you can't do my
Chalitza,
but you won't
find any
falls on Yibum.
It does, because the Gemara now says, Rashi is saying the only reason you can't do Yibum, really, you're allowed to do Yibum. But since it's Efshar b'chalitza, why should you do Yibum? Do the Eitz of Chalitza. Right? So saying now that Yibum would be Daicha. Just it's Efshar b'chalitza. The minute you tell me it's Efshar b'chalitza, Yibum comes back. You could do Yibum.
Right.
So once you could do Yibum, then it makes sense. Is the Teretz good? She can't Efshar mitzvah. You can live for
Ashkenazim.
It won't make sense. The test of Kasha Rashi is correct. So part of Tosis Kasha is that it keeps on going and it'll never fit in. And what we're answering Rashi is that Tosis Kasha also does keeps on going and doesn't fit in. Right? We're saying on Rashi, Tosis is also wrong. Tosis has said, Kosha Elie Banach. He's saying, right, you're saying his Rashi doesn't work because it keeps on going. The Chanan is saying Tais doesn't work because it keeps on going. You say that's what Tais is meant, the whole Chesh. Well, we have to go back to the Yisayid. I mentioned it in past years, the old Yisayid of watching the Arsamas Yisayid, every time you have such a cycle that keeps on going, his Yisayid was that Ein HaMisayvev Yachal Levatal Sasiba. A result can't be Levatal a cause. Right, that was the aside. In other words, you go in order, and as soon as a result is mevatel its cause, you say that you can't say, and you stop. Right? That was his side. Anytime you have a cycle that goes in that keeps on going in circles, you have to stop at the point where it's a contradiction. So let's see who's right here. Rashi or Tosfos, according to that rule. You start with saying now, the Gemara at this point wants to say, Asay is Techelos Yeshesh Mekaris. So the Gemara says you should be allowed to do evil. That's the Gemara's kasha on the bottom of the page. The bottom of the page, you should be allowed to do evil. So if Rashi, no, you can't learn from him, you could do evil. Because it's Efshar B'chalitza. At the moment that we're saying you could do evil, it's true. It's Efshar B'chalitza. Tosfos comes, and Tosfos says, Efshar B'chalitza, it's not Efshar B'chalitza. Because once you can't do Yibum, so you can't do Chalitza either. So it's not Efshar B'chalitza. Is that a contradiction? Not a contradiction. He's right. You can't do Yibum. Rashi said you can't do Yibum. Tosfos says, okay, next step is you can't do Chalitza. Fine. So Tosfos Kasha is right. So now we're asking on Tosfos, the Chacham is saying, once you can't do Chalitza, now you could do Yibum. Now we're being mevatel the cause. Not doing Yibum caused that you can't do Chalitza. We're saying once you can't do Chalitza, then you could do Yibum, because now you have no Eitzah. So now the result is mevatel the cause. What? I'm saying you're right. Once, step one was you don't do Yibum because you have an Eitzah of Chalitza. Step two is, you could argue step two is a theory. Now once you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza either. Okay, so do none. So saying, no, once you can't do Chalitza, then you could do Yibum. So that's a contradiction. And you can't, you have to stop. It's a kind of, not doing Yibum was the Siba that caused that you can't do Chalitza. You're saying once I can't do chalitza, which is the result, I'm going to be mevatel the cause. I'm going to say you could do yibum. Right? Not doing yibum is the reason you can't do chalitza. So once I can do chalitza, I'm going to say now I could do yibum. That would seem to be mevatel. So then, according to that cheshbon, Tosfos is right. Tosfos cheshbon is good. Right? This is the way it should. It should calculate out the chayyim from this gemara that the Tosfos Kasha is right. Rav Baruch Ber asked Rav Chaim the Aruch HaNeres Teretz, and he said, "What's he going to do about the Aruch HaNeres Teretz?" So he brings what Rav Chaim said. I don't know if you're biased like I am, because by me the Sar Sameach is an old friend. You could maybe learn all this into Rav Chaim's answer. The Rav Baruch Ber says that that's the pshat. If that's what he meant, it's not what he meant. I'm not sure. He doesn't use the lashon of it. Masayv Yachalat Al Sasiva. I think it could be. It comes back to the same thing. Okay, so we have here Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and I think we're finished with Kibbutz Aveim, and I mean we're finished with it. I mean the Gemara is finished. Just there's one Rav Elchanan Simi Yud Zayin, very nice Rav Elchanan on this. Rav Elchanan is a nice kasha. He says the halacha is by the seder. If you're sitting at a seder in front of your rebbe, you don't do a seva. You don't do a seva. It's not covered to do a seva in front of your rebbe. What happens if you had a seder with your father? Could you do a seva in front of your father? So you all know the answer. What do? You do a seva. Why do you do a seva? You're not doing it in front of your rebbe. Why are you allowed to do it in front of your father? So it says, because stam av machalei. Fathers have rachmanis on their kids, and they're always meichel. The father's happy, the kid should do a seva, stam av machalei, which means, it's a krabal chana. If the father's makbid, the father says, don't do a seva, and the son doesn't do a seva. That's what comes out from this sif in Shulchan Aruch. The father doesn't want you to do a seva, but you don't do a seva. In fact, Rav Elchanan wants a kasha. Your father says, don't do a seva, but your father has no right to tell you not to do a mitzvah. It's a good question by Rabbi also. Why doesn't he ask from Rabbi? I guess he wants to ask about the Gemara's case. It's a good question by Rabbi also. You're right. I have to think about it for a minute. But he asks that, how are you allowed to do, how can your father tell you don't do a sevi? You have to listen to him. Your father's telling you to be mevatel. That's not a derisa, it's a drabbanim, but we already said that drabbanim is also included. The same as ma'akiv, nikredim. If you eat matzah without a sevi, you have to eat again with a sevi. It's ma'akiv in the mitzvah there.
They're rabbi, we're mitzvahing a sevi.
Aviv?
It's not the same thing.
No, but it says, Aviv, you do a sevi.
Because he's Michael, but the rabbanim weren't mitzvahing it with next one who has to get that tablet.
Every drabbanim, they weren't mitzvahing it with the father's ma'akiv. Why should this drabbanim be different? So I'll tell you two terutz. And first, we'll start with Rabbi Chanan's terutz. Rabbi Chanan answers with the aside, which is a tshuva in the tziv. Chelik Beis, I think, is tshuva nun. He says, by kibbut aveim, there are three dinim, not two. There's kibbut aveim, mayra aveim, which everyone knows. There's another pasuk of oror makla of avi'imai. Oror is someone who's mevaza of avi'imai. Mochanan says that kibud and mayra are not daichisur, but being mavaza a father is daichisur. He brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says if a man is chay of malchus, and the only person that could give him malchus is his son, the son does not give him malchus, even though he can give him mavatla mitzvah sasei. But a son can't be the one to give malchus to his father. Well, klala, there has to be a cherim in Bezdin. The only one that can do the cherim is the son. So he doesn't do a cherim, even though al pidin is chayim nidoi. You don't do it. Rabbi Chanan says, what do you mean? Kibradaim, the mokem mitzvah doesn't stand. Rabbi Chanan answers because that's already mevaza of the v'imai. To hit him or curse him is mevaza of the v'imai. And the meila, there's no, a mitzvah doesn't override a kibbut aveim, or a makla of v'imai overrides mitzvahs. Not kibbut aveim. Bizoyin aveim overrides mitzvahs. More important not to be mevaza than to do mitzvahs. That's what he says. The case in the tziv, he says, a shidduch, you don't have to listen to your father for a shidduch. He says that that's not true if it's a bezayin for the father. The question is, what's a bezayin? Every time the father gets a shidduch, he'll say it's a bezayin. So it has to be an objective bezayin to the father. But if objectively it's a bezayin, then you not do the shidduch. Marik said, why don't you listen to your father? He gave two reasons. He said, first of all, it's a mitzvah to marry the one that you want. And second of all, because it's not negeya to the hanah of the parent. So both reasons, Nitziv says, doesn't apply. If it's a bezayin, so there is negeya to the hanah of the parent, the comfort of the parent. And also it overrides mitzvahs. So if the Rabbi Chanan, or a maklav of the imai, is stronger than mitzvahs. So that part we could understand. By giving your father malchus or klala, everyone understands a bezayin. Chanan says that hu adin has seba in front of avi imai. That is derech bezayin. Father doesn't want you to do a seba, you do a seba. So that's a bezayin. And a bezayin is not daicha. It's a little harder to understand that's a bezayin. No? What? Myra. Well, myra mitzvahs daicha myra. But the site is nicely, but this nakuda is hard. Your father says give him malchus. Your father says give him malchus. Good question. I don't know. Maybe. Rav Palm said a different teretz. He said by Haseba, he said a different teretz. He said there's no mitzvah of Haseba. The mitzvah is to sit derecheiros. Derecheiros, we touch up, is Haseba. Sitting then a seib in front of your Rebbe, in front of your father who's makdid, that's not derech cheres. That's derech, what's the Ponzi Lashon he used? Derech hefkeres, I think he said. To sit in front of somebody so semichabit, sipe seiba, that's not derech cheres. That's derech hefkeres. So memeila, it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of seiba. That's how he answered it. People sit by Haseba and shear all the time. It's just the derech in America is the normal way to sit. Truth is, the Rav Yoh says that. The Rav Yoh says that Bisman Hazeh, Haseba is nothing. It's not, he doesn't say it this way, he says it the other way. So Haseba is not, no one's not going to Haseba, not this way, not that way. The Rav Yoh Shita is that you don't have to do Haseba, Bisman Hazeh, we're Machman anyway. All right, so much for Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim. We start Moira Migdash and Yitzha Shem on Sunday. There's a stipler Simin Hay on that we'll do on Sunday.